Ladies and gentlemen, federal employees, today we're talking about if you go out of the government with a disability retirement, when and how can you access the TSP? There's a number of rules and exceptions and a bunch of things that will impact how quickly you can actually get access to your money or not, right? Or if there's going to be a penalty that's applied. That's what we're going to dive into today. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Dallin Hosel. I'm a financial planner who helps federal employees retire, get the most out of their benefits, and retire confident. Let's dive in. Long story short, if you are leaving the government with a disability retirement, as you know, you often can be eligible to retire, assuming you are disabled in some way, before normal federal employees are. And that's a great thing to have, and you'll get a pension and a bunch of benefits that come with that. However, what about your TSP? Long story short, there's a few things to consider. The normal age that is what they call your retirement age for retirement account purposes is really 59 and a half, which means for the normal retirement account, you have to wait till 59 and a half to access your TSP without a penalty, okay? And the penalty is normally a 10% early withdrawal penalty. So if you access it before then, you would have a 10% penalty plus any taxes that are normally due if you're pulling from your traditional pre-tax TSP. However, there are a number of exceptions to this 59 and a half rule, okay? For example, for a traditional federal employee, a normal federal employee, there's actually a rule called the Rule of 55. And this rule says that if you retire in the year you turn 55 or later, you can access your TSP without any penalty, no problem. So if you take a disability retirement in the year you turn 55 or later, so at 56, or in the year you turn 55, or whatever, any time past there, you're good to go. You can access your TSP without this 10% penalty with no issues at all, okay? And if you are a special provisions federal employee, so air traffic controller, law enforcement, firefighter, you know who you are. If you're one of them, then you can actually, the instead of the rule of 55, it's the rule of 50. So in the year you turn 50 or later, you can access TSP. And this is actually changing. So if you're eligible for a full-blown retirement, you can actually access it sooner. That's a whole different story though. Long story short, it's age 55 for traditional FERS and 50 for special provision federal employees, okay? Again, the normal age is 59 and a half, but these are the two exceptions to that rule to avoid this penalty. Now, if let's say you don't qualify under any of these, okay, and you still want to get money out of the TSP, option one is you can just eat the penalty. That's option one. Option two, you can look at what they call the 72T withdrawals. And long story short, I'm not gonna go into this super in depth because most people don't use this. Most people don't because it's complicated, it's nuanced. But long story short, this type of withdrawal will let you access your TSP before 59 and a half, or let's say you retire at 51 and you're a traditional first, so you don't get the 55 rule, right? So otherwise you have to wait till 59 and a half. A 72T withdrawal plan would allow you to access TSP earlier, okay, without penalty. However, there's a bunch of rules. There's rules on when the withdrawals need to be and how much withdrawals have to be every single year. But again, it's out there. So I'm not gonna go into depth because it's a big, big thing and it's complicated. But if you're interested and you really wanna get access to your TSP early without penalty, I would look into it and do some research on your own about 72T withdrawals. Those are some strategies that some people do use to gain access to TSP early, okay? So these are the rules if you're, again, retiring under disability retirement. These are the things to consider when trying to get access to your TSP. And if you are looking for help with your federal retirement or your benefits, whatever it may be, check out the description. There's a bunch of resources to help you make the most out of what you have. I hope that's helpful. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you guys next time.